Hi, I'm Adele Grossman Faber, and I live on 73 Willow Street in Rockland. I am here tonight to talk on two issues. I would like to speak to resolve number two, appointments. Planning Board, Carol Maines, 186 North Main Street. At the last meeting, Council Lackman announced that a few people had contacted him questioning whether Carol Maines was a resident of Rockland as she sleeps in Thomaston. Had he not checked the residency requirement in the state of Maine? She meets the state requirements. What was and is behind this? And who are these people that wanted to define residency as where you sleep? People have cottages. I have a home in Owl's Head. If I go to Owl's Head, but maintain my residency in Rockland, will I be thrown off the personnel committee? What disturbs me most is the way this was handled. I am truly embarrassed as a resident of Rockland, and I apologize to Carol. Why didn't Council Lackman have the courtesy of discussing this with Carol Maines before he publicly threw her under the bus? It is very upsetting to me to treat anyone this way, and to treat someone like Carol Maines this way, who has served the city for many, many years as city attorney, city councilor, mayor, planning board member, is not the way to treat their employees or volunteers. The city needs Carol Maines' history, expertise, and independence. She is meticulous in her work, and she is a Rockland resident. The second issue I want to speak to is the small wireless facilities in a public right-of-way. Ordinance Amendment Number 3. Councillor Austin kindly stated at the meeting after Anura and others spoke that we need to tell her what we want. We are not lawyers. We can only tell you what other towns have done. We can only tell you what towns and cities have ordinances relating to small wireless facilities. Anura, bless her heart, and she has a big one, is looking out for all of us, has flooded your email box and mine with information. The residents of Rockland need to be educated, as many of you have said, in relationship to Reval. Why can't we take the time to educate the residents on this and get it right? I ask you to declare a moratorium for not more than 180 days, which is allowed by state law, MRSA 30A, section 4356. We meet the necessity section. To do otherwise will result in our neighborhood streets looking like industrial parks. To protect the character of our neighborhoods, please call Andrew Campanelli. You've heard his name many times, and you've interacted him with. Who will give a free, that's right, F-R-E-E, free Zoom presentation of what rights we have regarding regulating this. And he allows questions after. In addition, after his free presentation, he says that any member of the board can call with questions and no charge for the phone call. There are several cities that have hired Andrew Campanelli, and he has written ordinances for them. Cities readily share the ordinances. All municipal ordinances are public information, all free. The Zoom presentation he gave to the Pittsfield Mass Community Development Board is available on YouTube and only 11 minutes long. I urge you to watch it and then call and ask him to give a presentation to you and all of us. His number is 516-746-1600. Please remember, It is the city council, not the manager, that hires the city attorney. So there is no reason not to at least have this free presentation. Would you go to your primary care physician for a heart valve operation? Our city attorney, Mary Costigan, and attorney Jim Cassafricas are your primary care attorneys. We need a heart valve operation on this, and that is Andrew Campanelli, who has done only cell tower law
Adele,
for the past
time.
One more sentence. Okay?
I guess.
For the past 20 years. That is all he does throughout the USA. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Adele.